Good evening.
Good evening.
Are you the first to arrive?
I think so, but I think someone else just came on too.
Well, good evening if there's someone else on.
I thought I heard someone.
Well, that was me.
No, but before you.
Did the music stop before I came on?
No.
Did no one else arrive?
Okay.
The music stops when there are two people on.
Well, it was strange, though. It was, they didn't say, "Hello, Joey," after I said my name, and then I thought I heard someone say something and heard, "Hey, Joey." And then you came on. You know, not right after that time, but I, who knows? I'm so tired that maybe I'm hearing things.
Well, we're all tired. It's part of the Lule, is you get tired, and then it gets worse next month in Tishrei. But that's what we enjoy. Anna, please excuse me for not speaking, but I've been doing these classes, and I'm running out of words.
That's okay.
You know, you understand.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of tired. But at least I'm awake. You know, when we did the last lesson, that the first time I came on, I fell asleep. But when you're up from 2:30 or 4:30, you know, and you've done it for 2 weeks, you kind of, you know, it takes a while to snap back to a regular sleep pattern. As long as I get 5 hours, I'm okay. So, in the afternoon.
I don't remember what a regular sleep pattern is.
Well, for me, it's usually waking up around 2 o'clock, but then falling back to sleep, you know, from maybe a couple of hours before Tony gets up about 7 when he's
right.
Not working. Of course, there's no school right now. A lot of the schools are damaged, so they're having to postpone school further along.
Plus, with the pandemic, you know, there's all this argument and discussion about who can, you can have.
Almost everyone
has joined
because of the storm pandemic has just kind of been forgotten. You know, we take people in to sleep because their air conditioner, when they came back, wasn't on, and these were the people we were would only come to our door or stay 6 feet apart. You know. And here we are, all in the same house. Same thing with the family. You know, so it just kind of took
I believe somebody did come on.
Yes, I heard.
Good evening.
Good evening, Martha.
Good evening. I hope you're well.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so we'll begin. Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Sati Berura, Alafet Gimel Yutat Sadi. Abel Rinat Amcha Sabenu Saharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Evavat Shamblem Nun Gimel Dalet, Yutashin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachame Sitkatha, Tamid Gamlem. Betet Reish, Dadi Tav Gimel. Hasin Kadosh, Berov Tuvka, Nael Ad.
Has joined.
Yachid Gea Lamcha Pene Zofre Kedushata Yud Gimelamet Esayin Ku Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufal We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Erecha. Habayim v'rav chesed v'emet v'notzer chesed la'alafim nose awon wafesha v'chata v'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yehud after we say the Baruch Shem in a whisper. Vahino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu kananei aleinu ma'asei yadenu kananehu. Hashem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Tevit Hilu Urshimud Hilu Hilu Urshimu Leahta Leshem Yud Hei Bavahe Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kananehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nam Dekucha Parichu Koma Deavid Le'ela Witata Kolaihu Kishok Biovada Dikshok Beleit La Mila Bialma Divaye Barnash Ledash Yaleya Mineya Ulam Haga Beyakalana Behakulu Ovada Bikshot Inun Wikolai Tsiri Bialma. The energy of the year 5781, this year that starts this Shabbat, is the year of redemption. that redemption will, it's necessary for the children of Israel, for the nation, to be prepared for the redemption. And the way we do that is by studying a verse from the Tanakh, from Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. Wigam mehem ayakach lakikohanim lalivim amar Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It comes from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami li'Israel untati v'shakam Tata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu Vene avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. The meditation for this 26th day of Elul. When was the last time you met someone new? Not been introduced to someone, but met them because they looked lost or they were too busy and you needed to stop. Perhaps you might ask them the time and in that small way introduce yourself or make a later phone call to introduce yourself and learn about them through the listening skill that you have practiced earlier in the month of Elul. Most of us stop meeting people because we prejudge strangers by the way they look or the way they talk or the way they act or the way they smell. Think about that as you decide to meet someone new today. Practice seeing beyond the physical appearance and look directly into the soul. In our prayers before and during the high holidays, we repeatedly asked Hashem to forgive us in three different ways. Salach lanu, mechal lanu, kaper lanu. While these Hebrew words are virtually synonymous, they all mean forgive us. They have different implications which shed light on the process of seeking forgiveness from Hashem, as well as seeking forgiveness from other human beings. Salach lanu comes from slicha, meaning pardon, excuse me. To ask for pardon is to say to the one we have injured, I am sorry for what I did. I sincerely regret having done it, and I will never do it again. According to Jewish law, the appropriate response to this request is for the one we've injured to believe we are sincere and to respond positively. One who refuses to do this is considered a cruel person. Mechalanu comes from the word mechila, meaning to wipe away. Here we are asking that the one we've injured to wipe away the transgression as if it never happened and restore the relationship to its former level of warmth and intimacy. For the one who has been injured, a positive response to this is naturally difficult. that it is within each person's God-given powers to forgive to this extent. Hence, one must, according to Jewish law, forgive the person who's harmed you. Kaper lanu comes from kapara, meaning atonement, as in Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. When we request from the one we've injured to grant us atonement, we are saying, in effect, my conscience will not let me live with myself because of what I did to you and to our relationship. Please forgive me and take away the guilt and hurt that I feel. To respond positively to this is beyond human capacity. It is only Hashem who can reach inside our hearts and say, be consoled. Ask yourself, how have you responded when someone has come to you asking forgiveness? Have you forgiven others as completely as you want people to forgive you? Make a list of the people you have forgiven, but now would like to reach the level that is expected of the godly, of the righteous, the level of kapara. You expect it from Hashem, then first give it to the people on your list. Since it might be considered chutzpah to do this in public, have this conversation with each of these people on the spiritual plane, but verbalize it quietly. I give you kapara, or the act that you asked me to come, that you asked me to forgive you for. And the verses from the Genesis, talking about the kings of Edom, prior to there being a king in Israel, we make that connection every day for the last 12 days of Elul. Asher Malchu Eretz Edom Livne Melach Melech Livne Yisrael Vayim Lo Be'edom Bela Be'or Vashem Yiro Din Hava Hava Yamat Bela Vim Lo Tachtav Yovav Ben Zerach Mibatsra Yamat Yovav Vayim Lo Tachtav Usham Me'eretz HaTemani Yamat Husham Vayim Lo Tachtav Hadad Ben Badad Amake et Midian Ishte Moav Shemiro Avit Vayamat Hadad Vayim Loch Tachtav Sham La Mimasreka Vayamat Shamla Vayim Loch Tachtav Shau Merchovot HaNahar Vayamat Shau Vayim Loch Tachtav Baal HaNan Ben Achbor Vayamat Baal HaNan Ben Achbor Vayim lo tachtav, hadar v'shem iro pa'u, v'shem ishto Tavel, Bat Batred, Bat Mime Zahav. And the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Vav, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Vav, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Vav, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey. Yud hey vav, yud hey vav, hey yud, yud hey vav, yud hey vav, hey yud, yud hey vav, yud hey vav, hey. Our handout tonight is, we started Motzei Shabbat by going to the Rosh Hashanah link on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. When that opened up, we scrolled down to Rosh Hashanah, and there's only the one link, so we open that one link. Then we found the Zohar from Parashat Emor, section 33. And that section we've been reading in two different sessions. And this is the last session, which will commence with Pasuk 219. We have already expressed the L'shem Yehud. So we will begin just with the Aramaic. Does anybody have any questions prior to our beginning? Any questions from our readings of the last Sunday night and Saturday night? Motzei Shabbat and Sunday night. Pasuk 219. K1Dehu it Kalil Yaakov Kalinun Tayalin Betukin Rugzin Zahawo the meaning it Adru Vilayishtakahu Saman the Israel Dafkin Mindina. Elaim via son of Eve, Bamitsedo, Tain Toane, Mail Vadai, Yalma via Askam, Umatuami. Ladid li shaneya, lemitan tanot atkin sahade, viave leaviv, vayomer yakum, avitar peditno, viakal kamal vadin, ishin de koloma. The translation. Once he is incorporated in Jacob, all the awaiting powers, the harsh judgments, and the anger dispersed and were no longer present there. Israel emerged from judgment with happiness and blessings. And Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac, his father, on that day with joy and celestial blessings, that Esav, his brother, came in from his hunting, loaded with burdens of the deeds of the world to denounce them. And he also had made savory food, sharpening his tongue to give charges and prepare testimony, and brought it to his father and said to his father, "Let my father arise," rousing himself with his judgment, "and eat. The many evil deeds done in the whole world that I have found." My commentary. Why do you think the Zohar needed three different pasuks to teach all of these different code words? Pasuk 2:20. Vayacherad Yitzhacharada Gedola ad meod tehala yakil leitparsha Machla lad Yaakov deihu Vechedba vayomer miyeto Hu hatzad tzayid Vekama tzalutin Uvaotim, Vau kalbikol, at batrem, hava, viavrachahu, gamberuch ihie, ishmo asad, et divre yitzak, aviva yitzak, teaka wigomer. And Isaac trembled very much, for he could not be separated from being incorporated in Jacob, who abides in joy, and said, "Who then is he that has taken venison by many prayers and petitions? And I have eaten of all before you came, and have blessed him. Moreover, he shall be blessed." And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried, and with a great and exceedingly bitter cry, because he saw that his venison was worthless. Eventually he said to him, "Behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth, the mighty men and the multitudes of the other people." This was hardest for him. And Esau hated Jacob, following him and constantly denouncing him. My commentary. Who is Jacob? It is any human who desires spirituality. Who is Esav, Edom? Who is Esav? Who is Edom? It is any human who desires earthly pleasures. Now reread this pasuk with these understandings and these explanations. Will that change your understanding? Pasuk 2:21. We Yaakov Azil Binun Yomin Devein Rabbi Aliyom Hakipurim Harikli Ishtazav Abmineya Tabichata Tayupta Shave Garmeya Utanita Adiate Yah Kedain Yade Yisrael Desav La Fimo Arba Meot Ishkuhu Bekatrige The meaning the Katriga Lonely Adbira Yaakov Meot Beitzerlo Yaske Beitzlotin Uvautin Beomer Yaakov Elohe Avi Avraham Velohe Avi Vigomer Adbinatil Eita Yamar Ki Amar Akafra Tanav Bumincha Aholachit Livnechach Min Haba Biadan Biado Mincha Wigomer Azim Matemim V'ut Yashim Ezrim V'achelim Matayim V'gomer. The translation. Jacob goes the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and flees so as to be saved from him. He repents and he fasts until Yom Kippur. Then Israel know that Esav comes with 400 people, all prosecutors, ready to denounce them. Forthwith, Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed and raised many prayers and petitions. And Jacob said, O Elohim of my father Abraham, and Elohim of my father, until he reached a decision, saying, For he said, I will appease him with the present that goes before me, and took of that which came to his hand, a present, 200 she-goats, and 20 he-goats, and 200 ewes. My commentary, to understand this pasuk, one must know the inner essence of goats, of he-goats, and of she-goats, and of ewes. Pasuk 2:22. Gimalim wigomer kachu sitra Tileya gemelim Unachash gemin mchamal Veshata defate Mahe samael leadam Arkiv al nachash kemin gamal, tanenan man v'chame gamel, v'chel mea mita niknesa aleya, milmala v'ishtazi. V'ishtaziv mina v'kola hada. The translation, camels, such is his side, like camels. Camels are the primordial serpent that was like a camel. When the angel Samach Mem tempted Adam to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he was riding on a camel-like serpent. We learn that whoever sees a camel in his dream was punished by death from above, but was saved from it. It is all the same, which means that the camel and the serpent that delivered death to the world are the same thing. My commentary. Understanding that camels and serpents are similar to important information to acquire, and that is why all these, why this is Pasuk is here. Pasuk 223. Ugein Adar Esav. Up to Ropusa, the Yaakov, Laba, Dushia, the Uktea, Yavarna, Adoni, Lifne, Abdu, Kedin, the Yasha, the Omahu, Esav, the Darku, Ematai, Shat Neila Deha It Pirash Meama Kadisha Bekucha Berichu Shavik Lechovai Von Bekyapar Al Yamhu Deaewan Dehahu Machpirga Azal Behahu Corona Veit Ferash Minehu Baal Kuchabrihu Vimech De Benoa Bekud shabarichu shavik lecho behon. Bekaper alaihu kewan. Dehahu makatriga azal behahu dorgda. Dorona. Beit perash minaihu bae kud shabarichu. Bemechde bevavno. Makiti viyako. Nasak tsuk ta. Vayiven lon bayit vegomer al kain kara shem hamakom sukot kewan diat ve besukot ta ishtazivu min hakas katraga vekud shabarichu chadei chabivnu Zaka aholakai hon. Behai alma uvalma deate alkein reaya mehemna. The translation. Esau then reverted to be Jacob's defender, yet Jacob wanted neither his honey nor his sting, but said, let my master, I pray you, pass over before his servant. Then Esau returned that day on his way to Seir. When was that? During the Nila prayer. Since then he parted from the holy nation, and the Holy One, blessed be he, forgives their iniquities and atones for them. Blessed be he, which is The Holy One, blessed be he, wishes to rejoice with his children. It is then written, and Jacob journeyed to Sukkot, and built him a house. Therefore the name of the place is called Sukkot, since Israel dwelt in Sukkot. They were saved from the persecutor, and the Holy One, blessed be he, rejoiced in his children. Happy is their lot in this world, and happy is their lot in the world that is coming. This is the end of the Reaya Mehemna, the end of the faithful shepherd, speaking the words of Torah. My commentary. The willingness to give up physical comforts and pleasures, our personal comfort zone, is the cause of sweetening all judgments during the year. Does anyone have any questions? That's the end of our class. Tomorrow we will have four classes. 7 a.m. West Coast time, we will have the desire to receive. At 11 o'clock tomorrow, we have a class where we will be continuing our study on the palm tree of Devorah. 4:30, we will have our Deep Zohar class. And at 7 p.m. is questions and answers. And if we have time after the questions and answers, we'll continue our study. That we do from the palm tree of Devorah. Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol. I hope everyone has a beautiful evening. We'll see you in the morning, Coach.
Good night.
Good night. Shalom Gadol.